believe that was a Hollywood movie with that long scene about tax policy? Like, wow. And there's more tax in the movie, so if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. But now to go back to tax policy. The 2017 Act, I think, fundamentally changed tax policy in this country in at least four ways. As is described on the slide, and hopefully I'll get to all of these, but if not, it's obviously discussed in the materials. I think one of the most significant changes, which I don't think was planned or advertent, was that the 2017 Tax Act, in removing the deduction for personal and dependency exemptions, as well as the deduction for alimony, eradicated the relevance of support obligations as part of the normative tax base. And I think that that is a significant change in how our system portrays what the normative tax base ought to be and what we ought to be taxing folks on. I'll discuss that in more detail in a minute. But a corollary of that is that when you remove deduction for support obligations, and you then are not counting them in how you determine the tax base, you're also unmooring the tax base from the poverty level. And when you do that, that's sort of where the title for my essay came from, you're sort of throwing out the window, I think, the fundamental importance of the concept of ability to pay, and that tax, income tax obligations, ought to be, as a normative matter, related to a taxpayer's ability to pay. And whether or not the taxpayer is at or below the poverty level, I think, is fundamental to an assessment of ability to pay. Apropos of Section 199 Cap A, the tax system now not only distinguishes between how we tax income from labor and income from capital, that's a long held distinction in the tax code, and in fact, have any of you seen the play Hamilton? Yeah. So, Cabinet Battle 1 in Hamilton is all about the distinction between income from labor and income from capital. So, you know, back in the founding, there was debate about that distinction. Hamilton, the proponent of capital, wins, and we see that in the tax system today. But 2017 was a pivotal or important because it now, the tax system now not only distinguishes between income from labor and income from capital, and obviously provides a significant preference to income from capital, but it now distinguishes between types of income from labor based both on the form in which the labor is provided, employee versus non-employee, but also the type of labor that is provided. And that, I think, is a new distinction. I'm not sure it was intentional, but that doesn't mean that it isn't important in reflecting our values. And finally, the tax system, the post-2017 tax system, made dramatic, in fact, perhaps the most dramatic changes were in how the U.S. taxes income earned abroad. Whether or not you're engaged in transactions abroad, whether or not you have clients that are engaged in international commerce, that matters, and it matters because it affects the tax burden to U.S. businesses and the U.S. economy. And so I think it's vital to think about what the policy implications of the very dramatic change in the international rules. So to begin with the support obligations. As I said earlier, the TCJA eliminates consideration of support obligations from the normative tax base, except to the extent that that's important to figure out filing status, which it is in the case of head of household and qualifying widow or widower. For those two filing statuses, you need not only a dependent, but you need the right kind of dependent. And that provides, that allows you to claim a filing status, which is generally more advantageous than plain single. And of course, as I also said earlier, it eliminated the deduction for alimony. That had a one-year deferral of the effective date, but it is now effective. So I think support obligations are fundamental to determining ability to pay. You know, it's not rocket science to point out that an individual who has the obligation to support three other individuals has very different ability to pay than an individual who is supporting no one, at least if we respect the importance of an obligation to support another individual.